Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 21. Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority, and not as their scribes. I'm going to start where we left off at the end of our reading, with Jesus teaching with authority and not as one of their scribes. Now, I don't know exactly how the scribes taught. I suspect, based on what I do know, that they probably read the scripture and then perhaps turned around and read some writings of their revered rabbis. And so they would basically just say, well, so-and-so said this about this passage. And they wouldn't talk about it directly. I don't know for sure if that's what was going on, but that's what I suspect. But the people are so surprised because Jesus knows what he's talking about. He knows what God's intentions are. And he has no qualms about clearing up the misconceptions that people have had about what God has said. Up until now on the Sermon on the Mount, there have been some challenging teachings. But for the most part, people are okay with the things that Jesus said and what is recorded for us in chapters 5 through 7. Yes, some challenging teaching regarding divorce, regarding adultery, lusting after the opposite sex, those types of things. And of course, you know, loving your enemies. But when he gets to chapter 7, where we're reading today, this is where we might say the rubber meets the road. Because he says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Saying Lord, Lord, saying it twice like that, was supposed to denote a zeal in following. And so he says, even those who would claim a zealous following for Christ aren't necessarily truly following him. He says, not everyone who makes these statements will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. It's not enough to make a confession. It's not enough to, you know, maybe do what's comfortable. Do what's the easy parts. Even if the easy parts to you are 90, 95%, he says, that's not it. The one who does the will of my Father in heaven. And so he says, on that day, many will say to me, look at all these great things we did for you. We were zealous for you. He says, we prophesied, we cast out demons, we did many mighty works. In verse 23, he says, I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So even though they lay claim to prophesying, casting out demons, doing many mighty works, he calls them workers of lawlessness, sinful individuals who were not doing the will of the Father. They were not going to be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. And that is very tough sayings. And of course, I think that this is aimed at the hypocritical Pharisees, but at the same time, it applied to everyone. If you're not willing to go the whole way, then don't bother at all because you won't get there. You have to be willing to go the whole way. And so then in verse 24, he says, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And Jesus is our cornerstone. He is our bedrock. He is the foundation on which we profess our faith and then act upon that faith. He says the rain falls, the floods come, the winds blow, but it doesn't fall because it's built on that rock. All these things that can happen to us in life, all the temptations, everything that can happen at all, are those storms that are going to beat on our house of faith. But if it's built on Jesus, then it has a solid enough foundation to withstand. But the other option is to build on the ever-shifting sand. Now, sand isn't a very good foundation. You go down to the coast, at least the Texas coast, and you've got two types of sand. You've got what they consider to be packed sand, which is supposed to be safe to drive on. And then you've got the loose sand. The packed sand feels pretty firm. But if you drive on it or you get something heavy enough on it, then it will make impressions. The sand will begin to shift. The loose sand, you walk on it, and it automatically gives under your feet. You don't have to have a huge amount of weight. What he's saying is you put the weight of an entire life of behavior on sand like that, and it's just going to shift around. It's not going to hold. And then when those storms come, it can't hold up to it at all. Just imagine, we think about our houses and we think about them being very solid. But if you were to start shifting the foundation around so that it starts moving the walls and different things that are attached to that foundation, the house would start to rip apart. Walls would separate. The roof might begin to tear apart, and then rain could come inside. That's all because it didn't have a good enough foundation. Your life begins to fall apart when it's not founded on Christ, the true foundation, and founded on it in such a way that I want to do the whole will of my Savior. And so again, these crowds were astonished at the things that Jesus was saying. Are you astonished? I hope that you just are reaffirming your faith right now. I would hope that this would remind us how important it is to not leave anything undone, to not leave any part of the will of God out of our lives. We need to do the whole will of the Father so that we might be welcomed into heaven and not be turned away. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.